be inflicting upon her to elicit the distant and profound screams he had heard her cry. He was going to have to leave her, he realized. Going to have to kill her for her own sake. He had been given only meager scraps to eat, and his strength would not hold for much longer. He couldn't wait, and he could not hope to get through to Dahlia. He would escape that very day when the forges burned low. He looked at Dahlia, realizing how hard it would be to take her life, no matter the justification, no matter that it was for her benefit. A loud banging sound drew his attention away from the sleeping elf woman to the small door in the middle of the room, the entryway to the primordial chamber. A group of drow worked there, goblins rushing to and fro to their calls, putting the finishing touches on a new archway they had fashioned to further strengthen the mithril door. One drow crafter, a priestess, Entreri believed, had sculpted a drider-like relief that was now being applied to the smooth door. The black adamantine stood out in stark contrast to the shining silvery mithril. The mark of the drow on the home of the dwarves. A moment later, the female and others rushed aside as the door banged open, and Entreri watched with hatred as the huge spidery legs of the great drider led Eurynome's way out of the tunnel. He came through stooped low, so tall was he, and so out of place in a tunnel made for dwarves. And when he straightened up in the forge, it seemed to Entreri like a demon rising up from the abyss. A great black abomination of a demon, both beautiful and ugly, with ambergris mace set easily over one shoulder. Eurynome came straight for Entreri's cage, and the assassin tried to appear unconscious, but also braced himself, expecting a rude greeting. One eye barely opened, and Entreri noted Berylip also rushing from the tunnel, running across the forge toward her private quarters.
"Wake up, little Darthir,"
Eurynome said when he loomed over Dahlia, and he announced his arrival by using Entreri and his cage like a bell. Fighting for breath as he spun, the assassin was sure that the hit had broken more than one rib. He came winding around and saw Eurynome reaching down to hoist Dahlia by her braided hair. He came around again to see Dahlia half-standing, lurched over awkwardly, kept up only by the drider's grasp on her hair. He came around a third time to see Dahlia struggling, grabbing at the drider's hand, trying to pull free. As he continued his spin away, Entreri heard the woman gasp in pain, saw her straighten as Eurynome brutally yanked her upright. He came around once again, just as Dahlia went flying to the floor as the hulking beast backhanded her across the face.
"No!"
Entreri cried out despite himself. A mace stabbed against the cage, stopping the spin.
"It lives," the drider said, clearly elated.
The crushing blow of the heavy mace stole Entreri's breath, and before he could begin to collect his thoughts, Eurynome hit him again. The goblins cheered, and the drider pounded home another devastating strike. The drow in the forge stopped their work and similarly began to prod the drider on. Entreri felt the metal cage cave in against his leg, which also buckled under the weight of the next agonizing blow. The dark elves cheered, the goblins howled with sadistic glee.
"Drider!"
came a cry. A voice that seemed so distant that Entreri couldn't begin to comprehend it. The cheering stopped immediately, the only sound the fire of the furnaces and the creaking of the chain holding Entreri's wildly swinging cage. But the assassin didn't hear any of that, nor did he register Dahlia's cry as Eurynome yanked her up to her feet once more and dragged her across the room. A long while later, Entreri's senses returned. He tasted blood. He felt burning pain when he tried to draw breath and knew that one of his legs would hardly support him. He couldn't hope to escape now, he came to realize. And Dahlia was gone. And unless they returned her to the floor in front of him, he couldn't hope to end her misery either. Dahlia stood tall, with her arms straight out to the side and with 1,000 spiders crawling all around her. She knew this all too well. Something was different this time, Dahlia sensed. though she couldn't quite sort it out. She could feel the filaments winding around her, binding her to the web wall behind her, holding up her outstretched arms. Those arms were straighter than before, perfectly outright, and she could not bend them at all. That was the difference. The drow had put a pole across her shoulders. No, not a pole, Dahlia then realized, to her shock. It was Kozah's needle, her staff. They had armed her. For a moment, she thought that a grave mistake by her captors, thought that she could tear free of the webs and attack this Zorlaran priestess standing before her. But no, she could not. She then came to understand, as the strands pulled against her, pulled her to her tiptoes, then lifted her off the ground altogether. She hung there, swaying. The spiders continued their work, covering her with webs. The Illithid approached her, tentacles waggling. Her screams began anew. A long while later, she hung limply and knew no more.
"She is yours now,"
Methyl L. Vidinvelp telepathically imparted to Berylim. He methodically turned and walked off to the side, to the walkway that would take him to the antechamber across the gorge.
"A fitting ornament to complete your chapel,"
Methyl's watery voice said in Berylip's mind, and in the minds of all the others in the room. A wry grin spread on Berylip's face as the spiders continued their work, cocooning Dahlia. They busily crawled across her face, weaving their filament strands. Dahlia opened her blue eyes, wide with shock. Under the mask, her face contorted in a hopeless, muffled scream. Berylip stared at her unblinking. It would not do to laugh aloud, the priestess understood, as the solemn ceremony neared its end. With a look to the great jade spiders on either end, Berylip sharply clapped her hands, and those magical arachnids began drawing in the strands, which reached up and looped over an unseen beam amidst the cobwebs, and the cocooned Dahlia began to lift higher. She went up at a slight angle, leaning forward as she came against the web wall. Against and into the web wall she went. Just an outline then. Just an ornament in the Kuzorlaran chapel, a tortured and imprisoned Darthir, forever to look down at the sacrificial altar. "In this place, eternally in death, may you witness the sacrifice of many of your foul kind," Berylip prayed.